If you were standing here in front of 171 Boulevard in the early evening of September 24th, 1928, you would have seen soft candlelight flickering from the windows of the stone building to the right of the house. This night marked the opening reception of what came to be known as the Little Theater. The room had been decorated with flowers, evergreens, and glowing paper lanterns. At a table on the stage, two members of the Dramatic Guild poured tea and coffee, which were served by what the Mountain Lakes News described as a corps of attractive young ladies. In the early 1900s, a community theater movement was well underway in the United States. The movement has been called art theater, amateur theater, tributary theater, and little theater, based on the size of the performing halls. Our own little theater was a product of this American theater movement, which took root in Mountain Lakes at 171 Boulevard in an outbuilding on the property of one of the guild's founding members, Mrs. Jenny Robertson. Another leading force behind the guild was Arthur Stringer, a world-renowned author and poet who had moved to Mountain Lakes in 1921. He was one of the many artists and celebrities who lived in town in the 1920s and gave Mountain Lakes its early reputation as a cultural and somewhat bohemian community. The Guild's first home, originally a chicken coop, required much renovation to suit its new life as a theater, and the design was as unique as its origins. Theatergoers entered through the double doors directly ahead. They then viewed the stage through a large opening in the right side of the building where you can now see four glass-paned doors. The stage was actually a wooden addition to the building and was supported by low concrete pillars in front of the glass doors on the right side of the building. Two of these pillars remain today. A small box office once stood in front of the boulevard facing the double doors, and while all traces of this wooden structure have long since been removed, you can still see the roof line outlined in the stone above the doors. The cost of renovations were funded in part by proceeds from the Guild's first production. An Owen Davis play called Icebound was staged at the Duress Theater on Main Street in Booton on July 26, 1928. The Duress Theater has its own place in the area's history as one of the nation's few remaining vaudeville stages. The Mountain Lakes Dramatic Guild enjoyed a long run in its little theater. The Guild boasted nearly 100 members at its peak and created three formal productions a year, plus more informal afternoons of poetry readings, music, and short plays. While most of the plays were written by professional playwrights, such as the Pulitzer Prize-winning Davis, the Guild produced at least two plays written by local talent. The Ninth Nurse was billed as a thrilling drama. It was written by two college-aged boys who lived on Dartmouth Road. The play ran for five nights in 1933, with tickets on sale at the door for 75 cents. The Guild also produced a four-act drama, The Narrow Door, which was written by founding member Arthur Stringer. During World War II, when the Guild concentrated its efforts on entertaining servicemen at Fort Dix and other army camps, membership dwindled. It rebounded after the war, and the Guild resumed its activities with productions in both the Little Theater and other venues such as the Briarcliff School Auditorium. The Guild also continued its charitable work, producing plays to benefit local groups, including the Morris County Children's Home and the Booton Kiwanis Ambulance Squad. Unfortunately, Mrs. Robertson's death and the sale of the property at the end of World War II left the Guild without a permanent home. After a brief stint in a converted blacksmith's shop in Parsippany, the Guild took up permanent residence in Montville, where it is now known as the Barn Theater Guild of Montville. In 2006, the stone outbuilding again hosted live theater, a special one-night performance of A Christmas Carol, timed to coincide with the town club's annual house tour fundraiser. Mountain Lakes High School senior Laura Luke, founder of Kids of the Arts, cleverly staged the show in 15-minute segments to deal with the evening-long flow of guests. For the first time in more than a half century, the one-time chicken coop lived again as the Little Theater. Now continue down the path to Briarcliff Road, recross the boulevard, and stop just downhill from the bus stop.